IVM.
Hello and welcome to the Habit Coach Podcast, the bite-sized podcast filled with quick and easy actionable habits. Remember, great habits create that awesome life. I am Ashton Doctor, your Habit Coach. Today's fun fact of the day has to do with tech companies. Did you know that many tech startups and even Google keep their products in beta states for years? A beta state is a state of constantly testing and improving a product. They do this because it's easier in the tech space to reprogram an app depending on how consumers are using it. Before this concept of beta testing, companies would launch a full-blown app as the final product. This meant that a lot of time and money was wasted on something that the consumers might not want. The first step of this beta testing phase is what is called an MVP, or minimum viable product. A product with just the basic features. Features that are enough to use and create an interest in the product. The product could be an online service or an app or a website. Uber, Zappos, Dropbox all started this way. The MVP will never give the customers the full value of a product. What it does is that it showcases the vision of the company and where it wants to take the consumers to. It only offers basic value and functionality that keeps the customers interested and wanting more. Getting this balance right is key. I was very inspired by this concept of the MVP, especially since all habit change is about following the exact same process. For example, you have a vision for where you want to be with your habit. Let's say you want to do 1 hour of yoga every day. That's your end vision. Where we fail is that we start by blocking out 1 hour each day and starting our yoga practice, using grit and determination not to miss a single day. Chances are that you haven't been doing your yoga for a while and are not strong enough to last the full hour. Or maybe you have pets or kids at home that come and jump on you as soon as you start your yoga practice. Or you choose a time that you thought was convenient but didn't turn out to be so. The problem is that we went from zero to fulfilling the full version in an instant, instead of keeping our habits in a beta testing phase, slowly seeing what is the best way to build a habit so that you never miss a day of yoga. I have been inspired by the tech world and I've called this the minimum viable habit. As your habit coach, I keep saying the rules of habit creation are to keep the habit small and simple. The problem is that if it's too small, you don't get any value. And if it's too large, you fail to gain momentum. So for example, your MVH for yoga could be just rolling out your yoga mat at a particular time each day, standing on it and doing 5 toe touches. Or rolling out your mat each day and doing 2 Surya Namaskars. That's it. The idea is to have an MVH that will get you into the rhythm of doing the habit. The benefit might be tiny for now, but as you pass through the beta stages of testing, you will keep adding to the habit and growing it. So many habits I discuss on this podcast, the all MVH habits. They sound so simple and tiny that they are easy to do and spark an interest in you to start. So your simple task is to see habits like a tech startup sees its products. Take any single habit you want and put it in terms of an MVH, a minimum viable habit. Drinking water, carry a bottle. Flossing teeth, keep the floss next to the toothpaste, etc. Your MVH should have your goal or vision in mind and a small first step in that direction. So start these habits and share with us your progress using the hashtag TheHabitCoach. If you like this podcast, don't forget to check out other interesting podcasts on the IVM network. You can listen to us on the IVM Podcast app or ivmpodcast.com. You can also follow us on social media. We are at IVM Podcasts on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to reach out to me, I am Ashton Doc on Twitter and Instagram.